text messages. Alexa, play the Charmin commercial.
My honey, so Charmin shabby.
I'll tell you, that is one time when like a commercial really actually works.
I know,
like,
it does.
It made me buy Charmin. I bought it the other day.
It worked on her.
I was in Walmart. I was like, my honey, so Charmin shabby.
It's really catchy. My honey. I love the part where it goes, my honey.
I get it.
It's my favorite.
I get it. Sunday Night 70 JX. Yeah, Ben and Kelly and Feel Good Stories every single hour. So this started as a really scary. This 10-year-old boy is kind of a hero. Followed this would-be kidnapper who took his younger sister from their public school in New York City.
Whoa.
The guy walked in, grabbed the 6-year-old student by her hand while her brother watched. The boy started following them and...
Oh my goodness.
Until they arrived outside of like a residence.
I'm getting anxiety. This is like my worst nightmare.
Yeah. And so at that point, the guy, realizing that maybe he was being followed, released the girl's hand. Her brother immediately grabbed her and they both ran to a relative's house.
Wow.
Now, police... thought that it was a kidnapping by a man in his 50s. Now they're saying that maybe he was actually in his 90s and picked up the wrong child by accident.
He's confused.
But
wow.
Regardless, like the 10-year-old boy realized something was wrong.
What a brave kid.
And was making sure that his sister was okay.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And neither child was injured and
that's good.
And all that. So
my brothers would have been like, all right, bye.
All right, see ya.
Cool,
peace.
Whatever.
Peace.
Watch out.
Yeah, I remember I hit a kid in the mouth when I was like in kindergarten.
And like then, on purpose or yeah, accident?
No, I think on purpose.
Oh.
And he ran inside to tell on me, and I was playing at his house. And I was like, dude. Peace. See ya. And so I literally
split?
I left. I had no idea where I was going, but I just left.
And the mother of your friend was like freaking out because
yeah, everybody
doesn't
was
know
like,
where you went.
Everybody
and she's
was
responsible.
Yeah, everybody was like driving around, like looking for me. And then finally, they pulled up next to me in their big old station wagon. They're like, "Hey, get in." And so you know. The kid was fine. The kid was like, hey, you want some bubble gum? And I was like, yeah, all right. And then I got home and I got grounded. But
this explains so much of why you're a train wreck now.
How did I get to there?
I'm not sure.
From the feel-good story.
I don't know.
Somehow we always go down a not feel-good road. I don't know
how.
We do. But
anyways, feel good there.
It's a winding river.
Yeah, we can feel good for me that I didn't get...
Is that what we're bringing it back around to?
I didn't get kidnapped.
That's great.
Okay, all right.
That's
maybe
great.
Maybe I didn't get kidnapped when I ran away or something like that. I don't know. Maybe that's what I'm trying to think
you
of.
Stop talking.
All right, I'll stop. That's a feel-good story.